This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Lisa Swiftney.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 105 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, I have with me good neighbor, Dr. Lindsay Hamilton, and he is with Main Street Chiropractic. How are you doing today, Dr. Hamilton?
I'm doing awesome. How about you?
I'm doing really good. Kind of enjoying this warm weather we're getting this week.
You know, in Michigan, when we get something over the 60-degree mark, it's reason to celebrate. So, yes, very happy.
That's true. Why don't we start off by telling our listeners about your business?
Well, I'm a chiropractic physician. I've been in practice for over 30 years. Typically, when people think of chiropractors, they think of neck pain, back pain, headaches. We typically do treat those things, but there's some other things that we do have some very good success with also.
That is great. Tell our listeners about your journey. How or why did you get started in chiropractic care?
You know, it's a great story. I was attending Oakland University on a soccer scholarship, so I'm a hometown guy, and I was actually studying to be a mortician. And during my freshman year, I came down with some very severe, they call it exercise-induced asthma, some very severe breathing problems. So as a soccer player, we run an average of about 5 to 6 miles per game. So with this breathing problem, you know, I couldn't train, I couldn't play. You know, finally my coach is like, listen, you got to get this thing straightened out. You're a scholarship player. If you're not, we're going to have to kind of, you know, we have to let you go. So I went the traditional medical route. They gave me steroid injections, allergy shots, all these different things. And finally, I was just getting more sick, wasn't helping out. So one of my teammates said to me, hey, Lindsay, why don't you go see a chiropractor? They can help with this kind of problem. Now, first thing I thought, hey, you know, chiropractors treat neck and back pain. You know, I was 18, 19 years of age. I could run forever. I had no back problems. So I was at the very end. I didn't want to take any medication. The coach is telling me, hey, we're going to take away your scholarship. So went to see his chiropractor. He said, listen, you don't have any allergy problems. You have a back problem. The problem is you have a curvature in your spine. The spine controls your breathing. That's your problem. I just kind of chuckled to say, yeah, whatever. So I received my first chiropractic adjustment the next day, and surprisingly that day, I can remember now, I felt like there was pressure off of my chest and my back. So I said, I haven't felt this kind of relief in a long time. He put me on an interval of adjustments 3 times a week for about a month, and every time I went to see him, I felt better. Less problems breathing, I was just feeling I could run again, and I got off all these medications. After that month of care, I realized, you know what, I don't want to be a mortician anymore. I want to help people with chiropractic care. So that was my journey, and that's how I got started.
That is an awesome
cool
journey. Yes. So can you tell us any myths or misconceptions that you hear about in your industry?
Yeah, there's quite a few. I mean, it's first one always is, hey, once I see a chiropractor, I have to go for the rest of my life. And that's just false. There's nothing we do to make you dependent upon keeping your spine in alignment, having to see me forever. That's just not true. What we do is our clinic, we get you back into alignment, get you feeling better. Then we talk about exercises and things that keep the spine strong so the problem doesn't come back. Other issues are adjustments with the neck area. Some people don't like those. Listen, if you don't like a regular adjustment, tell your chiropractor. There are many different ways of getting the spine into alignment. It's not always a hands-on where everything pops and snaps like you see on YouTube. It's not like that. There's a lot of different ways of working, getting patients better. So just open up, talk to the chiropractor, and we'll change the way we do things just to make you feel better.
That is good. So what typically do you, as a chiropractor, what's your typical patient that you treat?
You know, typically we will see neck pain and back pain.
Okay.
I mean, that's typically, everybody thinks about chiropractors, neck and back problems. And again, that's the majority of what we do here. Neck pain, back pain, sciatica, headaches, carpal tunnel, those kind of things. But we find that, you know, I've been doing this for a very long time. We found there's quite a few other things that we can help you out with. Digestive issues. We've had patients who had constipation problems their whole life. By getting their lower back into the alignment, now they're going to the bathroom every single day. Allergies, asthma, the mid-back controls those functions. So especially right now with all this weird weather going on, we have a lot of patients that have sinus problems because the weather is changing. We can help with those. We've helped women who had problems getting pregnant. Again, the lower back controls that function. Every woman who came in here had a problem with pregnancy with our care within about 6 or 8 weeks. After that, they got pregnant. Babies who are in a breech position, adjusting a woman's pelvis allows the baby to turn around and flip. So these are things that, you know, people don't really realize chiropractic can help out with. So those are things I always like to address along with neck pain, headaches, and sciatica and disc problems.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
It is.
And I am a component of chiropractic care. And
all right.
I do feel that it is, it's necessary. It does help you. So besides working, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working on your business?
Well, I like to hang out with my family, of course, my wonderful wife, Susan. We live out in Clarkson. We have 5 acres of land, so it's always something to do. I think my big passion is biking. I like to ride my mountain bike or my road bike every day. We live next to my clinic's right next to the Paint Creek Trail. So I have my bike in my car every day. I get down there every day, or the Macomb Orchard Trail. So I ride my bike between 80 and 100 miles a week. I get out there and I just feel relaxed. Stress goes away, and it's, you know, good for the heart and the lungs. So biking would be my main escape right now.
That sounds amazing.
Yes.
So can you describe one hardship or life challenge that you rose above and can now say because of that challenge that you're better for it and or stronger?
You know, it's a great question. When I first got out of chiropractic school, I wasn't sure what to do. Work for somebody else, work on my own. I wasn't sure which direction. So I had a classmate of mine. He graduated a couple of years before when I came back to Michigan. He said, you know, why don't we work together? We'll be like the dynamic duo, two young guys out there hustling, working hard, getting patients better. So it sounded like a great idea. Overhead would be 50-50. I thought this would be fantastic. And he's a great guy. But about 6 months, 8 months, a year into this, I just realized that it wasn't a good relationship. And nothing he did, nothing I did. We just didn't see eye to eye. We had different thoughts, different philosophies, things that we should have discussed beforehand, but I was just too young to figure that out. So after about a year, year and a half of being in this other location, other practice, I just realized, you know, it's not something I was enjoying just because of the partnership we created. So we just, again, it was just like every day was frustrating for both of us, not just him and not just me, both of us. So we sat down and I said, listen, I'm going to give you my whole practice. I'm going to move out of the area so that we can separate. And that's when I decided to come to Rochester. I came into Rochester. I opened my clinic on a shoestring budget and I worked harder now than ever did my whole life. So I got through that and I realized if I can do that, I can pretty much accomplish anything I want to if I just focus on what I want to do, visualize it, and took strong steps toward it. Usually I can get what I want.
That's great. That is really awesome. What is one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business?
We're different than most chiropractic offices. A couple of things set us apart. Number one is if you come to my clinic, it kind of looks like a physical therapy clinic. We have exercise equipment, rehab equipment for the neck, lower back, knees, ankles. Most chiropractic offices just do chiropractic adjustments. Again, I've been doing this for a very long time, and I realized, you know what? I need to have the patient's spine not only get into alignment, but get stronger. So we have them not only do chiropractic adjustments, but physical therapy and rehabilitation to help their spine stay in alignment for a longer period of time. The other thing is we have a device called lumbar and cervical disc decompression and it's a table and machine that can actually repair disc herniations in the neck and back. Usually if you have a disc herniation, you're going to be off to get injections and finally surgery. And if our patients follow the protocol I have set up, I have about an 86 to 88% success rate with a disc issue, which is actually pretty darn good, because most of the time, if you have surgery or injections, you're at about 25 to 30% success rate. So those two features set us apart from most chiropractors in the area.
That is great to know. Well, thank you for sharing. Our listeners are now intrigued. So how can they learn more and contact you or make an appointment?
Our website is mainstreetcc.com. Office number is 248-656-2273.
Perfect. Well, Dr. Hamilton, thank you so much for being a guest today on our Good Neighbor podcast.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Rochester. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnprochester.com. That's gnprochester.com, or call 248-988-9640.